Mabuhay, fellow gamers! Welcome to the Nocturnal Souls Podcast. On our show, pag-uusapan namin ang latest games that are coming out and news na either nakita nyo na o hindi pa. Pero either way, we will give our thoughts as well. We also want to know your opinion via our Facebook or Twitter page, where your posts or answers might be featured during the show. Feel free to share the episodes and encourage other people na alam nyong magugustuhan yung contents na pinuproduce namin.
Speaking of producing, you can level up your engagement by subscribing to us at patreon.com/thenocturnalsouls. We have a lot of tiers for you to choose, from exclusive content, 3-day early podcast, hanggang sa maging producer kayo ng show, at marami pang iba in between.
We also have a Facebook group called TNS-Gamers Hub, where everyone is encouraged to share informative news or various gaming experiences that anyone can relate to. Please follow our streaming partner, Nemius. He's currently streaming on Facebook Gaming and currently delivers content on his YouTube channel.
That's it. On to the show. And here are the headlines for this week's episode. New York City is suing Activision.
Embracer Group bought Square Enix Western Studios.
For Xbox? Xbox downtime.
And then Microsoft buy the numbers.
For PlayStation, updates on Final Fantasy 16.
And then nagbuo ang Sony ng team called Games Preservation.
And lastly, changes. I mean, updates on changes on the new PS Plus service. So those are the headlines for this week's episode. I'm your companion, Marvin, at Norman273. And I'm with Mike at _EpicGilgamesh.
Hello.
So, we're medyo tinrim lang rin namin yung overall news na nakuha namin. I think kinuha na lang namin yung relevant.
Yep.
And nag-revert lang kami to the old format kasi medyo...
Medyo mahirap i-execute.
Medyo mahirap i-execute and medyo busy rin kami. On our, as of now. So, yeah. Kamusta naman ang ano mo? So okay, far, since last.
Since last conversation, Yakuza lang. Yakuza and
NBA. Patapos?
NBA. Maputol-putol yung laro ko. Tapos
check mo dun sa Living Soon na mahirap na
sa
Living Soon sa Game Pass.
Tapos NBA naglalaro ako. Tapos Horizon, nag-progress naman
na. Horizon.
So
once again, problem pa rin is time, I guess. Problem pa rin talaga is time.
Busy work, all other stuff comes in the way gaming.
Yep.
Pero sa Final Fantasy 3, sa Horizon Forbidden West, maganda talaga siya. Ang ganda niya talaga tignan. Sobrang challenging ng mga kalaban.
Yeah.
Kasi dati hindi siya mahirap na hindi ka makakapag-push through. Pero yung complexity ng enemies within one area is a good challenge. Hindi tulad dati
siya na parang
ganito lang lahat, o may konting extra isa. Dito yung combination na ibabato nila sa'yo talagang medyo challenging.
Hindi siya yung puro minions lang or something. Medyo may mga
isang type
lang. May mga brutes rin talaga. May brutes na
may isang malakas, tapos may mga mabibilis, tapos yung kung ano yung normal dun sa herd na yun. Hindi lang may ganang
part. Yeah. Kung ano yung normal na hayop.
So,
I think pwede kong ma-allude dun is yung game na yan, Lord of the Rings. Shadow of Mordor. Yeah, I think yun, magandang ganun rin yun. Kasi minsan may mga dun. Ano yun? Pangalan sa Lord of the Rings? Kalaban naman? Azkul?
Hindi ko maalala.
Basta yung mga troll. Troll ba or something. Sorry, mga Lord of the Rings fans. Yun, may mga combination of that. May mga nagra-ride ng parang hog. Kasi yung may mga brutes. I think yun. I-allude ko lang din na maganda yung may combination na hindi sila all the same. Yung mga archers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pero yun, na-enjoy ko yun.
Pero yung mas, human side.
Yung human side,
may kalaban. Eh.
Yeah, may
ah, talagang mas ano, mas prevalent yung human enemies dito.
Pero siyempre may base pa rin sila na
camp.
Sila yung camp, sila yung kalabanan mo.
I think wala yung element na ambush dati.
First time ko yung nakita dito and I don't recall any memory na nangyari siya noong una. And hindi naman ganun karami. Pero it happens when you're not expecting na. Kaya nag-chill ka lang pumunta sa next area tapos biglang may ambush. Tapos, ano ba? Ang ganda niya talaga tignan. I mean, na-amaze ako sa graphics niya. Pag nalulos ka minsan sa ano eh, sa ganda. Na papatingin ka talaga. Yeah. Ang ganda naman itong laro to. Open world siya, tapos dami activities na dami pwedeng gawin. So far, nagiging complaint ko lang sa kanya is ano ba? Hindi siya ganun ka ganda in terms of armor. May mga select lang talaga armor. Tulad ng dati.
Yeah.
Select armors lang and hindi na sila nag-upgrade. Pero okay lang. It's not a big deal.
I mean, yung itsura or yung stats?
Yung dami ng ano ways to change.
Ah, okay.
So, I know it's ano it's not the core thing, pero sana dumating sa point na alam mo.
Hindi, baka early into the game ko pa naman natin. So, pwede. Hindi talaga natin masabi.
Pero yun, I really enjoy it. And yung punasan ako sa story, very interesting. Yung happening. Nakita ko na si Carrion Moss.
Ah, si ano? Si
kung si Trinity. Siya, kung ano yung role niya doon. It's very interesting sa holistic view nung... Alam mo na ako saan pupunta yung game ngayon. Dahil dun sa reveal niya. Pero it's interesting. It's interesting. Kaya ba?
Well, for me, medyo naglalo kasi yung TV dun sa condo.
Mm-hmm.
Namamatay-matay siya. Out of the blue.
Sira pa rin.
Oo. So, hindi ko masyado. Nakasisecure ako, pero bigla kasing gumagano. So, parang na-stress na ako lalo.
Namamatay?
As in, namamatay yung TV. So, hindi ako masyado nakapagsecure kasi baka mahirap na. So,
even... Sala.
Ayoko yung hassle na ilipat-lipat ko yung PlayStation. Pati ginagamit yung TV sa sala. Then, yun. Basically, yun. Yun yung problema ko right now. Gusto ko talaga bumili ng monitor or something. Kaya basta something lang na may mag-display lang ng, ano, ng screen. Then, for Xbox, hindi ako masyadong nakapag-Xbox. More PlayStation 5 ako sa'yo, sa bahay mo. Naglalaro ako ng NBA, of course. Then, yung Demon's Souls. Demon's Souls is mas mahirap for some reason. Mas mahirap compared sa Dark Souls. Ewan ko, ramdam ko lang. I mean, sa Dark Souls, kaya ko pa yung tumagal eh, na matagal. Dito ang hirap eh. Parang good for 10 minutes lang ako lagi.
Bakit?
Hindi ko lang. Basta parang good for 10 minutes na mamatay ako. Ganun.
Okay.
For something out of the world na mamatay.
Hindi ka tumatagal.
Hindi ako tumatagal ng ano. So yun, nandun na naman yung stress na kapag kukunin mo ulit yung souls mo, mamatay ko ulit. So wala lahat ng nakuha mo. So, and also I think comparing it with Sekiro na nalalaro ko kasi, mas mabilis kasi yung Sekiro. Mas fast-paced. Yung Sekiro, yun nga yung sinabi ko, may chance na yung souls mo hindi mo wala. So, I think may benefit rin yun. Then, yun nga, yung may second life ka. So, yun, I think malaking bonus talaga, lalo sa boss fight, yung may second life ka. So, yeah, I think di sila pwede magsayabayin.
Kaya yung, Shadow Die Twice.
Oh, Sekiro Shadow. Oh, kaya Shadow Die Twice. Actually, pwedeng thrice eh. So, pwedeng, kunwari, namatay ka, tapos nag-fill up lang ulit yung bar. And nasa matay ka, pwede ka ulit. Parang ganun. Then, I think yun. I think hindi sila maganda pagsabayin kasi naiba yung playstyle mo. I think yung playstyle mo for Sekiro should be just for Sekiro. Kaso minsan na carry over ko sa paglaro ng Demon's Souls. Ano? Yung bigat and yung bagal. And yung stamina. Mm. Wala kasi stamina sa Sekiro eh.
Mm.
So, I think, yun. It's another, ano rin yun. Pero maganda yung Sekiro. I think, if I give it a chance, sana na lalaro ko lang siya more.
Then, kasi yung meron siyang mga benefit sa'yo, pero meron din siyang benefit na iba, like yung story. Na-enjoy mo yung story.
Definitely.
May ganong...
May voice acting. May voice acting. May emotion. Nagsasilta yung bida. Ganun. I mean, stoic pa yung bida, pero nagsasilta
siya. Para ba siyang Neo na talaga?
Parang Neo... Oh, parang Neo na ano. Neo kasi ano eh, per chapter eh. Kapag nalaro yung Neo. Parang next area, hindi siya yung open world.
Mm.
Tulad ng Dark Souls, Demon's Souls. I think yun yung difference nila. I think, naigas ko rin naman kung ba't siya naging Game of the Year.
Mm.
Over, wow. Ano ba yung kalaban niya?
Kumalala sa yung kalaban.
Last of Us, part 2? Ah, hindi, joke lang. Hindi pala, nanalo pala yun.
Nauna yun bago Last of Us eh.
Oo, nauna nga yun.
Ano mo ito ako?
I think Death Stranding ba yun or Insights. Huh. Basta yun, I gets ko rin ba't siya Game of the Year noong year na yun.
Okay. Alright, so news, our news for today. Let's start with New York City is suing Activision. Okay, so ang reason ng pagsu nila dito is si Bobby Kotick daw is unfit to make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi niya dapat ginawa yun kasi parang ang samata ng New York City, nirush yung negotiation with Microsoft, yung purchase ng Activision Blizzard, para maalis sila sa issue. Pati yung board, maligtas yung board. So parang nawawala, kasi yun nga, may sweldo pa siya for 1 year, di ba? Alam ko, parang mag-stay pa siya, yung benefit pa. So parang nalinis niya agad yung sarili niya while alam mo, new management takes over.
Yeah. Mm.
So,
and nagbe-benefits pa siya. Mm-hmm. Nagbe-benefit pa siya.
So, maraming angle dito na ano, napupunta na sa political side yung discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Maabot na sa mga Senate, ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, ang last conversation na alam ko about within Activision is almost 98%
done.
Ng shareholders agrees is, na mabilis sila.
Ah, okay.
Ng
Microsoft. Just nga, para makaalis din sa issue.
Not necessarily siguro. Hindi naman sinabi. Pero, I think may scheduled call sila sa mga shareholders na kailangan we need to agree dito sa ano na to, purchase to. Kasi nga, if we don't, mabagsak yung stocks na natin. Mabagsak yun for sure kasi hindi kayo eh. So parang there's no other way but to agree. Siguro yung natitirang 2% dito yung mga nagreklamo sa kanila noong una. Dami kaso din silang kinaharap na ito na dismiss na. Pero itong sa
purchase ng Microsoft.
Pag-purchase ng Microsoft sa New York, sa mata ng New York City.
New York City. Specific.
So, but sa New York. Meron silang doon. Meron silang office.
Okay. Weird lang. Parang yung government
space mo. May state na ano kaso. So, I don't know kung paano may impact nito yung
sales. Pag-purchase na iba.
Hindi ko alam kung na-consider na rin ba nila ito. I don't know kung nagpe-prevent din ba ito na hindi makabili ng studio muna si Microsoft. Kasi meron pa sila yung isang gusot na ang laking pera niya. Yeah? So, hindi ko alam kung inasahan na nila din to na kaya next year pa nila sinabi yung talagang completion ng deal.
Kasi alam nilang, I think, yan yung biggest acquisition nila, di ba?
Biggest acquisition, yes.
So talagang, take your time.
Take your time, linisin
na. Para malinis ang transaction.
Oh, pero yun, may mga kasong ganito and
I think
can tatagal delay. It can delay further or it can...
I think worst comes to worst. Hindi mangyayari.
Hindi matuloy. And kawawa ang Activision na bagsak yun talaga. Ang mangyayari na ibibenta na lang siguro nila yung IP nila hiwalay-hiwalay.
Damn.
Kasi...
Para sa'yo magiging Marvel. Dark Ages ng Marvel.
Kasi bagsak yung buo eh.
Mm.
So, hindi na sila mabibili kasi nga may issue nga sila.
Mm.
So, let's just sell off our IPs. Which is
a great segue.
Sa next niche natin, which is Embracer Group. isa to sa mga pinakamalaki or if not pinakamalaking ano talaga publisher or owner ng mga video game IPs. Binili nila yung Western Studios ng Square Enix. So si Crystal Dynamics,
lahat ba yan? Lahat na yan yung lahat ng Western.
Okay.
Wala nang iba.
Kasi yung IO Interactive.
Umalis na yun. Yung Hitman.
Hitman eh. Pero ito yung lahat ng Western Studios and Crystal Dynamics is yung gumawa ng Tomb Raider. Eidos, ito yung sa Just Cause. And then, ano ba? Deus Ex. Square Enix Montreal. Sa Canada, hindi ko alam kung ano yung game na yan, pero it may be Thief. Na in-note ko dito.
So, and also, I think, help sa Tomb Raider.
Siguro. Pero, may isa ding news na kinonfirm si Microsoft na, di ba nag-partner si Microsoft at Crystal Dynamics para maging dev ng perfect
collaborator.
Collaborator na. Kasama ng the initiative studio ng Microsoft. So, tuloy pa rin daw yun. Crystal Dynamics will still make the perfect game. Kahit not na nag-push to yung
kahit ng change yung management.
And ang amount lang niya is $300. $10,000. $300 million.
Okay. Kala ko
$300. Amora naman.
$300 million.
$300 million.
So, let's say 100 per IP. Per development team.
Yes.
Studio pala.
That's cheap.
Pero, oh, cheap talaga. Knowing the yung mga games na nagawa nila.
Like,
Man, Deus Ex.
Deus Ex, yung Tomb Raider. It's a big deal. Marvel's Avengers. Avengers today.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Ayaw nga pala, yung Avengers, yung pangit.
Sila yan, di ba? The Dynamics. So, I don't know, pero hindi ko... For me, yung Tomb Raider is big. Yun yung biggest IP dyan.
Oh, obviously.
And I don't
yung tumagaling.
I don't know kung more than $300 million pa ang presyo niya dapat kasi it has history behind it. Pero maybe yun lang talagang presyo pag pinutol nila yan sa arm nila. And the rumor na isang kumakalat is si Mike Sony daw yung magpo-purchase sa remaining Japanese studio ng Square Enix. I don't know if that's true. Pero it's a big news.
It's a big news knowing na may relation, may past relationship rin naman ng Sony and Squaresoft.
Squaresoft. Lalo na Squaresoft.
Lalo na Squaresoft.
Square Enix. Saan ba nagsimula Square Enix?
Tentu?
Tentu? Squaresoft po yun.
Squaresoft po yun, Tentu.
So, Tentu.
Tentu onwards.
Tentu hanggang 11. Hanggang 12 pala. Kaso ang yung 12 na sa ano na eh. Meron na rin sa
Xbox. Yung
so,
lahat na rin naman na meron sa Xbox.
Bagay na. Pero yun yung ano, yun yung history. Mas malapit talaga si Square Enix kay
Sony.
Sony. And marami pa IP si Square Enix na iba. Hindi lang
yun. Ah, Dragon Quest?
Dragon Quest, yung itong ano itong laro to? Yung gawa ng Tri-Ace.
Valkyrie Profile? Joke lang. Ano? Ni no Kuni?
Hindi ba Square Enix yan? Ay, hindi.
Hindi ko na maalala.
Level 5 pala yun eh.
Level 5 nga pala yun. Yung
ano, Tri-Ace. Ano? Star Ocean.
Star Ocean. Okay.
Din yan. And more. So, I don't know kung totoong mabibili sila ng Sony. Hindi naman sa hindi kaya. Pero it's gonna be Sony's biggest purchase.
And most likely kaya. I think hindi naman kaya, pero most likely possible kasi knowing na yun nga, yung sa Final Fantasy 16, may partnership na sila meron dun. So may foothold na. Yeah. Hindi naman siya out of the blue.
Yeah.
So I think maganda rin yung, since knowing na si Xbox is making moves sa Japanese market, I think Sony buying Square Enix would be a great parang reminder na We Japan pa rin kami. We still own Japan.
Yes.
Huwag kayo masyadong, Yakuza lang yung kinuha niyo.
And sana, Yakuza sa Game Pass. Pero si Square Enix, if matuloy yun, I don't know if that's gonna happen, sana wag tanggalin ni Sony yung paggawa ni Square Enix sa Nintendo. Yun lang ano ko
kasi. I think Octopath ba?
Octopath Traveler.
Yung ano, Bravely Default?
Bravely Default. Marami pa iba.
Yeah.
Ang ganda ng
track record
nito. Maybe. Gawa sila yung bagong halin nila, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
And doon nila i-push yun. Pero, this is gonna be their biggest purchase for me sa ano ko, recent memory kasi publisher to.
Yeah.
This is not your typical developer purchase. Parang ano, Destiny.
Parang binili mo yung Activision.
Mm-hmm. Oh, parang ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Ay, hindi. Kasi si Vice Destiny, dev lang yun.
Oh, dev lang.
Kumakabit sila Bungie. Sa mga publishers. Eh, mm-hmm. So, yun. We'll see kung ano mangyayari. Still early within the week.
Yeah. Baka mamaya biglang after recording na mangyayari.
Ano naman. It's not new. Pero, we'll see. Sa Xbox, may downtime sa Xbox na balita. 12 hours naka-down sa Xbox. And
Xbox Live.
Xbox Live. And knowing na naka-DRM yung mga games or digital right management, hindi makapag-start ng game yung mga players ng mga Game Pass games nila. Kasi chino-check mo na yung rights. Kung may rights ka ba to activate
this.
So, hindi makapaglaro yung mga players for 12 hours ng Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
So ngayon, nagre-raise yung issue na paano yun? Paano ko nagkaroon uli ng issue?
And paano, I mean, yun, ganun-ganun lang yun.
So pag down kayo, down lahat. Tigil lahat. And ang dami na nakarely sa Game Pass ngayon. Mm-hmm. So, kina-call out lang naman ng Xbox community and Microsoft on how to handle it best.
Mm-hmm.
I think yun yung ano,
importante. Ano ba ito? Na-DDoS? Na-DDoS?
Hindi ko alam kung ano yung DDoS eh. Pero, ang nakuha ako dito sa nangyari na to is, you really have to be open-minded sa platform mo na choice mo kung if you don't have all the platforms in your arsenal. I-assess mo kung ano yung kayang gawa ng paraan. I mean, join the community, raise your personal concerns na hindi ka paglaro. Yeah. Kasi maririnig niya ng Xbox, and PlayStation, or Nintendo. Medyo mahirap lang sa Nintendo. Pero, it eventually adds up to that visibility, Eye of Sauron, na we need to address this. So,
it's mahirap na. I think, yun nangyari sa Sony dati. Na sobrang, I think, to the point na nakakahiya yung dating ng Sony, like, ilang months yun? 3 months? 2 months? Na walang online? I mean, online pa lang yun. I think, eto mas malala to kasi considering almost lahat Game Pass activated. So, hindi lang online, single player affected. So, I think, they have to have a contingency plan the next time something like that happens or worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, knowing na going on digital na nga sila, yun yung ano nila, direction.
Mm-hmm.
They can't afford that from happening.
Mm-hmm. Matagal lang 12 hours.
Matagal lang 12 hours.
Lalo na sa gamers.
Especially us. Yan na yung time natin maglaro. Eh. I mean, 12 hours, okay. Nakauwi na ako. After your 12 hours, wala na. Tutuloy na ako. Papasok pa. So,
mahirap. And it creates trust issues.
Oh.
Diba? I mean, so, pag nagkaroon kayo ng issue ulit, hindi ako makapaglaro.
Mm.
Yeah, so, they need to address this. And I hope Microsoft will address this properly.
I think kahit na konting compensation lang. Kahit konti lang. Kahit 1 week Game Pass. Pwede na yan.
Pwede. Tatanggapin ko yan.
Oh, di ba? Plus 1 week. Kahit na I mean, oh naka-yearly ka, pero 1 week is 1 week pa rin.
Oh.
Sayang rin.
O di, magiging ano sila na, no? Parang accountable sila na pag magkaroon kami ng crash ng ganito katagal, we'll give you 1 week free. Okay?
Ayan, 12 hours. I think okay naman siguro yan. Diba?
So, mabawi mo yan. Ano lang, bawi-bawi lang. And it will make people happy.
Oh, knowing na they have your back. You have their back.
Yeah. Joke lang. So, si Microsoft, Then, meron tayong mga detalye about their quarter ending earnings year over year noong March 31. So, 6% up sila year over year sa revenue nila. Mm-hmm. Sa hardware, yung physical Xbox, yung sales nila doon is up ng 14% year over year. Diba? So, kasi nga, dumami din yung ano stocks ng Xbox.
Yeah.
I don't know kung S or X yun, pero either way,
mm-hmm.
dumami. Software and services, software, ito yung laro, so, yeah. party, internal, and then services, Game Pass, Xbox Live, and all that. Kuma-increase ng 4% year over year.
Parang late.
I don't know kung maliit yun, pero hindi ko alam kung ano yung projection nila.
Kaya nga
kung na-reach ba nila yan. Pero, it's for sure, it goes up.
I think it depends on the projection. I mean, malay mo, 4% is millions of dollars. Hindi natin alam.
Oh.
So,
kala mo, late.
Kala mo 4%, pero I think yun, kailangan mo i-relate sa forecast nila kung talagang successful ba yung trend.
Ba? Yep, and then Game Pass are split up to 45% last 12 months. So,
yeah, I think yun yung mas magandang stats.
Oo, oh, mas magandang tignan na yung players na nakasubscribe doon, they played 45% more for the last 12 months. So, it's a good, ano, it's a good thing. Sabihin yung games nila sa Game Pass talagang okay.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Knowing na so, yung library is very diverse.
Sobrang diverse.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Oh, in a good way.
So, PlayStation naman, si Final Fantasy 16, nasa final stage na raw silang development, sabi ni Yoshi P. Si Naoki Yoshida, yung director ng Final Fantasy 14. And by the way, may bahay na pala tayo. Sabi ni kasa talaga? Natin. May bahay na daw.
I think once talaga na mag-stabilize ang schedule ko.
Kailan ba mangyayari?
Hindi ko alam.
And so, we aim, ang sabi nila dito, babasahin ko lang ibang quote, is we aim for Final Fantasy 16 to have a better unison in story and gaming experience as a single player game.
So I think single player is the target.
Yan talaga. And then, unlike an online game that depicts multiplayer simultaneously, Final Fantasy 16 focus on a individual so that state of immersion into the story will be different. I feel like the story will be very deep. Sabi niya, I hope this will bring back the past enthusiasm to people who grew up to adults, got to know society. Real life is not easy like in the game. Ano ba?
And went away from Final Fantasy.
And went away from Final Fantasy. I'm creating it while having that thought. So, yun yung, ano, at least, maganda idea mag-share ka ng ano, ano. Ano yung nasa utak ko while doing it. I mean, it paints
yung goals.
Yung goals and ano yung hype na pwede mong gawin sa sarili mo. And to bring back past enthusiasm. Ano ba yung mga nawala? Saan ba nawala? Saan ba sa'yo nawala? Pero nawala ba enthusiasm sa'yo sa Final Fantasy?
I think 15, I guess.
Nawala?
I think 13, medyo na-enjoy ko pa yung 13, hindi ko lang siya natapos. Pero nagustuhan ko naman yung 13, okay lang. Pero I think, yung 12 kasi, okay sa akin yung 12. Hindi ko lang rin natapos. Marami akong 500 hindi natapos, pero na-enjoy ko. Yung 13, I think, hindi naman nawala yung enthusiasm or what. Pero I think, dun start, nawala. Parang, di ko feel na ano. Hindi niya, for sure, hindi niya na-live up yung 12. Yun, sure ako. Yung 13 doesn't live up to 12. Yung 12 kasi, it trended differently from 10, and, 10, 9, 8, 7. Kasi yung, I think, gameplay pa lang, iba na eh. So, yung 13, medyo nag-return to turn-based. May pagka-turn-based yung 13 eh. Yung dating niya, change yung job. Diba? So I think with that innovation, hindi masyado nag-tarnish yung enthusiasm ko. Pero yung 15, knowing na I think ano, yung tagal ng development, yung anticipation, yung hype, na yung biglang ganun lang. So I think dun wala yung I think trust in a way sa devs. Pati, yun lang, parang yung idea lang, antagan yung ginawa yan, pero lackluster pa rin. Hindi pa tapos yung game, obviously. Ang daming DLC yung ginawa. Parang, what the hell? Ano ba naman yun? I think, you owe us a better game. Rather than kung ano yung nagawa niyo.
Yeah.
So, I really hope na with 16, babalik yung enthusiasm na, oh, ito yung, ano, this is what Final Fantasy is. Ito yung games. This brings back the feeling of the games that I played before. Yung grandeur ng story, ng world, yung myth, yung lore, ng ano, world, yung characters, yung emotional attachments mo sa characters. Sa 15, hindi ka masyadong ano, si Luna. Parang okay.
Okay.
Parang okay. Yeah. Sino ka? I mean, nakita kita, parang mga tatlong cutscene na. Yun na yun. I mean, parang mas attached pa ako dun sa mga bros eh. So, I think, ano, yun yung kailangan nila i-restore. I think magandang aware rin sila na ganyan. Aware rin sila na, okay, nawawalan tayo ng trust. Lalo na dun sa fans natin mismo na talagang from the start is nandun na. Especially, I think, nag-umpisa lang naman yung popularity talaga ng Final Fantasy 7. I think, majority, dun yung start eh. Final Fantasy, yung set nila Final Fantasy 7. Tapos, dun na tumuloy-tuloy. And knowing na medyo nawawala yung ganun nila, yung ano nila, veteran fans sila. I think, with this mindset, I think maganda yun. And, dapat, not to tarnish rin nun yung idea na, ano, dapat new and fresh. Ayoko naman maging turn-based ulit na Final Fantasy 2, which is mga hindi naman. And, I think maganda rin yung idea na, kahit na yung mentality niya is, hindi ko alam yung mentality niya Yoshi P mismo, pero alam ko na expert siya online. I think maganda naman yung pagkagawa niya sa 14 Realm Reborn onwards. Pero, na the mindset na ready siya mag-take
wala
na something.
Wala sa Heaven Sword. No?
Wala pa.
Tagal pa.
So, yun. I think knowing na with na meron siyang mindset na gusto gumawa ng magandang single play experience. I think it shows na he's ready for the challenge. So, yun.
Ako siguro sa akin nawala siya nung ano ba? 13 din. Pero malaking dagok yung sa akin. Sa'yo siguro parang doon nag-start. Sa akin doon nawala yung interest ng Final Fantasy game. Kasi
I think yun yung time na may money no kuni.
Maraming ibang
Star Ocean.
Nag-i-innovate din. Pero yung Final Fantasy 12 kasi gameplay wise it really opens up the idea na more active. Ayoko lang doon is kahit anong takbo mo layo matutumaan ka pa rin. So
I mean medyo nakasira ng immersion.
Ng immersion pero, na parang sinabi mo pang open world to pero ganun din naman. Open area pero ganun din pala. Tatamaan pa rin.
Pero I think yung presentation is...
Maganda. Mas maganda. Mas engaging.
Kasi mas gumagalaw. I think yung maganda din sa 12 is kahit hindi ka gamer, I think yung papa natin, hindi siya nagkalaro pero natapos yun 12.
Basis.
I mean, ganun, I think yun yung something na, they innovated. Pero they innovated for someone na not into gaming. Pero enjoyable pa rin sa atin who are into gaming.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Complain ko lang siguro sa 12 and it's more of me problem more than Square Enix problem. Ang lalim ng story. Hindi siya easily relatable. Kasi politics talaga siya.
Phantom Menace.
Parang ganun. Shadong idea. Yeah, may yun, the root ng story is malalim sa politics. And hindi ko siya maiintindihan. It's really just hard to grasp lalo na nung nilaro ko siyang bata ko pa. Diba? Wala pa akong interest to understand those terminologies.
Pero kung isipin mo, yung 8 naman, I think, ma-politics rin naman yung 8.
Pero mas ano kasi siya eh. Hindi ko alam. Mas understandable siya. Mas naging consumable siya.
Weirdly enough. Kasi I think dapat nga hindi, mas hindi understandable kasi binabasa mo pa eh. Like sa 12, may cutscene.
May cutscene, no. Pero yun, yung... Aba, I really like that innovation. So parang nag-open up, uy, ito na yung standard ng RPG na yun.
Yeah.
Diba? Nakikita mo na yung kalaban.
Like, and walang loading.
Walang loading.
On the fly. I think yun yung ano dun eh, hook dun eh.
Tsaka yung gambit system, di ba?
Oo. I think no, napaka-understatement ng gambit system.
Parang ano, automated. Ano,
oo. Parang
depende kung
alam na namin na ito yung gagawin mo. Pero ayaw na namin pindot, pipindot ka pa.
Kasi, sige, ito na lang. Kasi merong ganun sa mga games eh. Like, how do you want players to behave? Actively, healing, may preset na ganun. Yeah. Pero gambit
so,
system,
ganun, diba?
Gambit system is deeper than that kasi
na-unlock mo siya. Sobrang personalized.
Tsaka na-unlock mo yung
na-unlock mo yung mga dami. Ano, bibilin mo yun. Panari, ano, ally HP at 10%, ally HP at 20%. Anong gagawin mo? So, I think maganda siyang, parang siyang nagkukode. Kukode, nga, parang ganun. If, ano,
if, hindi, wala lang if.
Wala
kasi
lang
parang if. Lahat yun, if na eh. If conditions na lahat yun eh. Tas,
if then, may ganun ba?
Hindi, parang, wala-walan din.
Wala.
If ganito, anong gagawin?
If
ganito, panay if. Hindi na siya, ano, parang, dito? Lahat question. So, ano na lang gagawin doon? So, yun yung, ano, yun yung na-enjoy ko doon.
I think story-wise lang yung na-answer.
Story-wise
and lang. I think yung characters rin.
Huh?
Characters rin.
Characters din.
Yung dating na si Van dapat yung bida, pero parang si Walter yung bida.
Parang si Walter yung bida.
Parang mas na ano mas
cool guy pa siya.
But hindi na si Valtteri.
Para siyang si Irvine.
Irvine.
Na hindi lang dahil sa barrel, pero yung coolness nila.
Pero
pareha sila pero si Irvine nagstay siya as secondary character. Pero si Valtteri parang nag-step up siya to be the hero.
Para kasi siyang may dating na Tony Stark na hindi mo
intindihan. Parang ganun.
May charisma siyang parang
mayabang.
Mayabang na nakakatawa na.
Confidence sa sarili talaga.
Mm-hmm.
So, ayan, yun yung ano, nagustuhan ko dun. And then, ano ba? 13 nasira siya sa akin kasi...
Ano specifically?
Yung linearity niya.
Linearity. Ayun nga yung inaano, I think another topic of debate daw yun. Ba't daw yung 10?
Kasi, yung 10, hindi pa na-unlock yung utak natin for... Kasi merong certain level si Final Fantasy na innovator. Kaya parang time and time again, laging may innovation. Tapos noon, they went back dun sa formula na safe. Hindi lang naman siya linear as in 100% linear. May open world din dun. Pero hindi siya, mas free pa rin yung 12. Mas open pa rin yung 12 kasi talagang halos lahat eh. Sa 15 naman, sumobra sa open. Pero na-bridge yung gameplay ng 12 na maganda. Pero sobrang open.
Hindi, I mean, okay sana yung sobrang open kasi sobrang empty rin.
Empty din. Tapos, parang wala. Desert.
Desert, tas tatlong city lang. Ano to?
Ang boring. Tas yung story niya, putol-putol. Ang ganda ng nangyayari. Okay lang na naman. Okay lang na may nangyari sa ending. Pero, sa mas may impact pa yun kung buo siya. Kung hindi sila DLC.
Oo. Di ba? Una.
Tapos nun, kung may bigger investment kay Luna. Kasi parang, what?
Parang, ano to? Kala ko ba, ano, parang tatlong cutscene lang kita nakita.
Oo, saglit lang eh. Tapos, wala lang.
Kaya nung nangyari kay Luna, am I supposed to be sad? Parang ganun. Pero parang hindi.
Execution pa ang pangit.
Oo nga.
Which is nakompleto lang siya kay Ignis na DLC.
Si Ignis ba yan? No. Yung naka-shades. Nakasalman.
So, anyway. So, they want to restore back the enthusiasm.
I hope. Sana talaga.
Sana ma-feel ko yung na-feel ko ng Final Fantasy 9.
I guess. Kasi yung, in a way, Final Fantasy 9, ano yun eh, revert to old times.
Yung feeling ko nung nalaro ko yun na hindi lang siya nostalgia eh. Pero, fantasy.
Yun yung literal na Final Fantasy. 7, 8, ano yun eh. Steampunk.
Kaya itong 16 parang ganun eh.
Mm.
Parang
siya 14.
Oh. Yung oh, parang 14, no? Na ano na fully realized character design.
Mm.
Na kasi quirky yung So, anyway, I'm really excited for this and yun niya, tapos parang nasa final stages na, so almost done na sila. I'm expecting a trailer soon.
And knowing Good Hands naman under the directorship of Yoshi P. And I think kung ikaw yung team 1 na Square Enix, parang ang laking dalot sa mukha mo to.
Team 1 ba sila?
Team 3 to eh.
Team 3?
Team 3 yung ano.
Sa bagay, Team 3 sila.
Yung online eh. So parang, what the hell? Kinuha sa atin ng Team 3 yung main title.
Eh kasi main ngayon is ano eh.
Which is, oo, busy yung Team 1 sa ano. Remake Part 2 and Kingdom Hearts 4. Biglaan. Oo, may ganun. Pero, parang masakit pa rin yun. In a way, sa team. Di ba? Parang, kinuha sa atin yung Final Fantasy. I think maganda rin na ganun yung nangyara. Kasi, sobrang ang daming projects ng Team 1 eh. Oo, malaki siguro sila. Pero ang dami na lang ginagawa. Parang convoluted to yung nangyayari. So, I think maganda rin na hiniwalay nila. And knowing na set na sila for 14, I think wala na silang problema sa Final Fantasy 14. Sige, Yoshi P, mag-ano ko naman. Sige, kaya na naman to. If may idea ka na lang, bumalik ka na lang ulit sa 14.
Pwede naman siya bumalik eh. Ginawa niya nga yung 16 while doing 14.
Oo, di ba? Ginawa niya pa yung Endwalker while doing 16, di ba? So, kaya niya. So, yeah, I hope this brings back the, reputation that Final Fantasy is, the top it's known for, tier. JRPG.
Yes. Kasi nga, dyan yung Persona.
Oh, lalo na Persona. I think, with the advent of Persona, I think, wow.
Evolved, di ba?
Yung incorporation ng student yung life.
Good things sa mga dati.
Ini-improve upon with something new. Parang, ganun dapat eh.
Yeah. Okay. Last two topics natin. Yung Sony, nag-build ng team called Games Preservation Team. Ang role ng team na to is to preserve games. So, yung mga lumang games, they wanna make sure na it lasts long for the next generation.
Mm.
O ano man yun, plano to port to a new platform, port to a new, hindi pala a new platform, port to PC, yeah, port to a new generation of PlayStation game, or kung saan man.
Mm.
Basta, preserving the game
okay.
Para yung
experience. Kumbaga may natin, ano sila, may master copy.
May master copy sila, then they will.
Then doon na lang sila babalik.
Oh, like, example lang. Yung Final Fantasy remaster yung 9. Mas maganda siya, pero box pa rin siya.
Mm.
What if gawin natin full screen?
Mm.
I mean, how do we adapt in two times na standard?
Which is, I think, maganda initiative. Knowing na matagal na rin ang gaming industry.
Oo.
Akala mo, bago-bago lang yan. Matagal lang gaming industry.
Ngayon nyo lang naisip yan.
I mean,
sa daming
ang daming games na nawala na rin. I think, yung parang master file. So, I think, kailangan na rin, starting now, kailangan na, especially yung mga games natin yun na talagang significant. I think, comes to mind, Grand Theft Auto. I think, kailangan may master copy yan. Kasi yung standard ng sandbox nun. Grand Theft Auto, Red Dead Redemption. So, I think, kahit na mawala man yung master copy ng Red Dead, there's GTA to go back. Ah, ito nga pala yung ginawa natin. So, yeah, I think maganda siya yung initiative.
Tsaka yung ano, kanyari, 3D audio.
Ayun, no.
How do we apply it here? And meron din silang team na yan or leader na parang in-appoint na ang role niya is manager ba for acquisition ng non-organic way. Nakalamot ako yung non-organic. Pero parang nasa title niya yung non-organic. Okay. Kasi organic is within the team. You're growing the team. Pwedeng dati isang team, ngayon dalawa na. Pwedeng manganak siya na ibang team.
Spin-off team.
So, ito ang non-organic like si Haven Studio.
Ah, yun na yun. Nasa is.
Bungie. Hindi naman organic yung growth nyo. I think, para sa akin, ang definition ko ng organic is like, kung bibiliin si Square Enix, organic yun. Kasi may ano na yun. May layer of history. Na hindi lang ito pag biglang kinuha natin.
ano siya, sudden.
May care and ano. Hindi naman sa walang care isa, pero yung isa strategic in terms of what we need. Like, yung Bungie, binili nila yon hindi para sa IP, double quote. Hindi natin alam.
Pero hindi naman talaga natin alam.
Ikita rin naman sila doon. Pero more of, ano yung knowledge ng team na yun in creating gas games.
Mm-hmm.
Games as a service. Para, yun yung, kasi ang plano nga ni Sony, diba, in the next few years, 10 gas games yung ilalabas nila. So, how do you keep up with that? Yes. And 10, ano,
I think with games acquisition of Square Enix, I think may isa na sila. 14. Which is one of the ano, biggest MMO in the world.
Yes.
Natalo na yung LOL.
So, last natin is changes in PlayStation Plus. This is just gonna be quick. Pero, ano pa lang to, rumor na kumalat na ang kinakausap na daw ng Square Enix, Sony, yung mga magjo-join na publishers and all sa platform ng bagong PlayStation Plus to require 2 hours demo for all the games.
What do you mean require 2 hours?
Lahat ng games dapat may 2 hours demo.
Okay.
So,
matagal yun. For demo.
Oh, so, gusto ang goal nila is, well, hindi naman sila nauna dito. Nakalimutan ko sino kung Ubisoft. Pero, 2 hours is good enough for you to feel na, oh, gusto ko itong game.
I mean, kung nasa demo ko and natapos mo yung demo, I think magandang indication na gusto ko yung game.
2 hours ka. And ang requirement lang nila is any game over $34 should have this. And then, demo needs to be ready 3 months before the release. Hindi yung release tas may demo ka. Nasabay hindi.
I think, ganyan naman talaga dati yung system.
Dati ganun. Yung may disk pa nahiwalay. Pero syempre, nag-move on yung tao.
Then, kunwari, may magpo-post na lang sa PlayStation Store, play the demo now.
Pero hindi requirement. Parang depende sa partnership.
Depende na sa ano. Ngayon, requirement.
Required siya.
Kahit anong games.
Kahit na anong game.
I mean, kahit na ang game, kahit hindi siya lalabas sa PS Plus?
Not sure. Pero I have a feeling lahat ng nasa PlayStation Store.
Store mismo. Which is, I think, maganda siyang...
Kasi, pag may PS Plus ka, ma-access mo yung demo na yun.
Which is weird. Kasi dahil libre lang talaga yun.
Okay, weird, di ba? Demo pero parang yun. Benefit mo siya. Kasi paggagastosan siguro nila yun.
Siguro, kasi yun siya. Nila. I mean, hindi madali gumawa ng demo. So, sasabihin ng developer, hindi kami gagawa ng demo. Pero si Sony, kailangan namin ng demo para maintay yung tao. Bumili ng game nyo, and then in turn, mag-subscribe sa amin.
O sige. Hindi mo ako kayo.
And then mo ako. Then, sige, bigyan mo kami ng ganyan. Kasi hindi mo ganyan. I think yun yung ano doon. Palit. Oo nga naman. Hindi nga naman talaga madali gumawa ng demo.
So, it's ano, it's interesting if true. Pero mukhang totoo naman kasi nasa listahan yun ng tiers nila, yung mga demo. So, we'll see how this will turn out. And that's it for our episode.
Yeah, I guess that's it for episode 115. So, yun, I think we're not yet sure if we're gonna go back to this format or try to experiment.
Or try to do something else.
We'll keep you attached to our happenings naman. So, yeah, I think that's it for episode 105. Good luck sa inyo lahat. Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.